I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There's a large National Institutes of Health initiative underway called Environmental Influences on Child Health Outcome, or ECHO. To talk about this study is Dr. John Vina. He's a professor and the founding chairman of the Department of Public Health Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Vina, you're the principal investigator of the MUSC participation in this national study. What's going on as far as research here?
Well, we're a part of the Environmental Influences on Child Health Outcomes, ECHO, which is a seven-year initiative studying the effects of early environmental exposures on child health and development. And there are 35 centers throughout the country, and we are the study coordinator for looking at environmental contributors to child health originating from the National Fetal Growth Study. MUSC was one of the sites for this study, and we are now out of the 10 centers nationwide. We'll be following all the children who participated in the study from 2009 to 2013.
And how many of the initial moms, pregnant women, in that first study are you hoping to have involved in this second study?
At the 10 centers, we have 2,400 women and their children who participated, and we're hoping to have all of those 2,400 women come back to the centers. And here at MUSC, we've had 300 women and children participate. And so what's really fantastic about our study is that we'll be able to bring the children and the mothers back in and look at how they've grown, how healthy they are, but then also be able to monitor their health and wellness over the next 7 years.
Dr. Vina, what sorts of health issues are you looking at in particular?
Well, in our study, we're particularly focusing on obesity and growth of the child from the time they were born up through now they're 3 to 8 years old. So we'll be looking at their growth and development. And we'll also be looking at neurodevelopment. In other words, how are they with regard to school performance and attention and any other sort of behavioral issues. But the other important thing is that not only will we be looking at those outcomes, but we'll also be looking at wellness and those determinants that make the child as healthy as possible.
And what's going to happen with all of this information that's being collected?
Well, we are just one study out of 35 centers that have 84 studies throughout the United States, and all of the information will be put together to be able to inform the health and wellness of children for generations to come.
So policies, treatments, all sorts of things will come from this study?
Yes. So what we'll be able to do is make recommendations with regard to potential treatments, interventions that will benefit the child and the wellness of the child as they grow into adolescence, you know, as through childhood. Part of the ECHO program includes not only these groups of children that are being followed, but it also includes, in South Carolina, is one of the sites for a clinical trials network, where as we get information from the main studies, we'll be able to pass it on to the clinical trials network, and they'll be able to, for example, here in South Carolina, be able to implement wellness and intervention programs for children throughout the state.
Dr. Vina, thank you for providing this update about the ECHO Research Initiative.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.